Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of All My Friends Are Treads.
Push me to the friend.
It's a mess over here, folks. It's a mess. I feel like fucking shit. Did you know that was the original version of that?
Feel like making love?
I feel like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Wait, is that I feel like making love?
That was I feel like making love.
I feel like fucking shit tonight.
Or, you know, it's like, what's that? Carol Cross. God, I feel like hell tonight.
God, I feel like fucking shit tonight. Yeah, I don't know. I think I just got a little bit of a flu. And you traveling. I'm not releasing. You're in the Big Apple, baby. Watch out. Is it ready for you? I doubt it. I don't think it's possible for it to be.
We'll see when I go to the NYC souvenir gift store and clean them out with my authentic knickknacks that I buy.
The most authentic knickknacks.
But tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, because no full app because I'm sick. Folks. I'm sorry.
I was on a plane.
Yeah, we couldn't do it.
This is the best you got.
This is what you got. Well, you got us talking to you. Here on Wednesday in the early afternoon, letting you know what is happening. George Santos, he's in some trouble, folks. It's not looking good for George Santos. He's pled not guilty to fraud charges, but he was arrested. He's in custody.
Yeah. Turned himself in. I saw this thing. I think like one of his aides said that they had been working with the FBI for like a while now.
Whoops.
So yeah, man.
Seven counts wire fraud, three counts money laundering, two counts making false statements to the House of Representatives, one count theft of public funds.
I'm sorry, I feel like making false statements to the House of Representatives, couldn't you get a lot of people on this one?
Right. that feels like they're just, hey, you're handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500. You know what I'm saying? This is, what am I doing here? I'm Sebastian Maniscalco. I don't know. This is interesting that you can arrest people for doing this, because it seems like.
When there's enough will to do it, I think that's the difference, right? Is like, if he wasn't such an actual, it's so wild how we're even defining embarrassment for a political party.
Right.
But clearly, George Santos was a bridge too far for the Republicans, that even they're like, we got to give him up.
Yeah.
Like we can't protect this guy. So yeah. All right. Well,
usually getting elected to a public office at that level, I think the scammer in me wants to think, let's get out of jail free card.
Oh, like when you get the office?
Yeah, when you get the office, man. Like he had to have thought that's what he was getting.
And I know.
The fact that he found out from CNN, that's just the worst way to find out about
anything.
Anything
to be honest.
I got broken up with by CNN one time. It was the worst.
Yeah, I remember.
Any comment?
Poppy Harlow one time dropped off a bag of my old hoodies from an ex and just let me know it just wasn't working out.
That's right.
And said, yeah, you know, she just feels you guys hedged your bets too soon. She's just coming off a breakup and maybe it was a mistake getting involved this seriously so quickly. And I was like, oh,
damn. Well,
thanks, Poppy, for the hoodies, at least. At least the hoodies came back.
Tucker Carlson was allegedly says he is relaunching his show on Twitter with full-blown Z's, right-wing, unapologetic, white supremacist Elon Musk. It's
your sick delivery of full-blown Z's. Full-blown Z's, right-wing, unapologetic, white supremacist.
Yeah.
I think this is really, really demonic and dangerous because it's like Tucker Carlson, like the ire of his like existence is like everything that's on Twitter. And so for him to like have like kind of the keys somewhat by having like Musk's okay, just feels like a really, really bad place for him to kind of throw his shit around.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean,
there are reasons to think like when I first heard this, I was very upset, like it's scared because like he's good at propaganda. Tucker Carlson is good at propaganda, like and Elon Musk is unapologetic and rich and shrewd. At the same time, people are pointing out the median age on Fox News is 65 years old. It's dead. The median age is dead, and the median age on Twitter is 40, and also the vast majority of people on Twitter are left-leaning. Like, there are, of course, plenty of Nazis and right-wing pieces of shit, but the majority of the people lean to the left. There's also the fact that, like, I don't know, this reminds me of when, like, Facebook Video was like, yeah, we're going to be the place where you watch NFL football from now on. And it was like, oh, shit. You imagine what a weird world. And it was like, no, you're not.
Right. Yeah.
No one's going there. This isn't going to happen.
A lot of people are just going to start brigading and making fun of him. And we'll see how long he's like, this place is actually terrible for me.
Yeah.
And I think also too, like if you want to go to your audience, they're all in like fucking Parler.
Yeah.
You know, or fucking Gap or whatever, one of those other alternatives but again, because Twitter, the only appeal it has for conservatives is that they get to, it's because there are left-leaning or liberal or progressive people there that they can antagonize. That's the only appeal it has to them.
Right, right. So I don't know. It seems like I saw somebody say he paid $44 billion to turn Twitter into Parler. He could have just paid $200 for Parler.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
He reminds me of like Francis in Pee Wee's Big Adventure, like his rich neighbor.
Yeah, he has to break our shit.
Yeah. He's like, no, but I want Twitter, Daddy.
Yes.
And it's I don't want any bike. It has to be Pee Wee's. And again, it's just for him to be able to be like, haha, you said I can't be here. Now I own it. Now what? I'm the most annoying guy ever. Do you love me now, Dad? Are you
there? The other question I have is like, so if Twitter is predominantly left leaning, like this has to be not succeeding what he's been doing. Like Twitter is a worse product now than it was by far, but apparently his self-reported stats are like Twitter's usage is at an all-time high of 8 billion minutes per day, which is like a very weird and specific stat. Like it seems like there was a day when they had a lot of minutes or something that he is choosing, because what other people, like outside people who can look at metrics, say that Twitter is actually continuing to slide.
Well, let him do a year of owning it and then compare it from when he owned it, and maybe it'll look less shit. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, good luck with this hell site.
Oh my god. Also, Tucker's like rebranding as a folksy country guy after like 8 days of not being on TV. He's now
This picture that he like distributed to his, or like that's on his website, is that actually him, or is that a terrible photo? Like, because the
proportions are weird.
He got them Josh Brolin arms.
he's like rolled up his sleeves in a weird way, but it also seems like his arms are very short. Is he holding a shotgun in his hand?
Yep.
some khakis.
Yeah, just folksy. And that's right after he was putting sun on his scrotum. Because remember, that was the last big health trend he was on about tanning your ball sack because it doesn't, that's how you reclaim
your masculinity. Yeah, that was in one of his like man documentaries.
Yeah.
Like just has some of the weirdest ideas about masculinity anywhere.
A real man gets taint skin cancer.
Real men tan their scrotum. And yeah. So come over to my house and tan your scrotum with me, please.
All right.
Come over to my fucking Fifth Avenue massive penthouse studio that Jeffrey Epstein used to come to and tan your scrotum like a couple good old boys.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Perfect.
And 10 million Americans watched the coronation.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what,
what does that even mean?
What does that even mean, man? Cause I don't know. I feel like back in the day, like 10 million people watched a rerun of like Friends, right?
I wish I had my, Nielsen brain on and I could tell you what that even meant, but that sounds good. I just love that most of them were over 55.
Yeah, 80% were 55 or older. It's not like most. 80% were 55 or older. That is, just a creepy ass old institution.
But apparently, the Queen's funeral got way more eyeballs on it, which makes sense because that was the last monarch that people who gave a fuck about the monarch cared about. Then you're like, the finale.
Because people didn't hate her. And this guy, it was like just the pictures I've seen of him just like looking like a pampered child. It's just so weird. I've never seen an elderly man look more like a pampered child. It's very, it's very strange.
I don't know what it is too, like about, it's like almost, I don't know if I'm even this, I have the right like perception of it all, but like, it seemed like the queen was maybe not so trying to be like, I'm the queen kind of shit. Like Charles's vibe is like, I'm the king now. That's like what his energy feels like when I see
finally.
Him. Like, yeah. And he's like, give me my fur robes, etc., so I can lord this scepter over the audience.
Yeah.
But we should, oh man, I wonder, I wish we had figures on how many people did the homage of the people.
Oh man. I mean, everyone in spirit was there with their hand on their television.
Oh, whoa. Oh, wow. This is interesting. We should have, it said that the homage of the people was actually toned down after criticism.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Zeitgeist does it again. Yeah. TDZ. That's the TDZ effect, you know?
Got another one. Put another notch on the old club because the Archbishop of Canterbury had to take an L.
King Charles is like gang for sure. Steven Seagal headlines a pro-war festival in Russia. Continued to show his appreciation for his adopted home of Russia, his adopted daddy of Vladimir Putin. Headline the festival. Guitars in formation. Guitars in formation.
What is this? He came out with a like a special guitar.
Did he?
It said he walked out on the stage and as he told the crowd that the instrument held particular cultural significance. Quote, maybe many of you don't recognize this. This is an old, old Soviet guitar. It's been fully restored. And this is going in. And this is going into Vladimir's museum forever. Just said it in English.
This is an old, old Soviet guitar.
What the fuck is an old, like, was it like an old like Fender ripoff or something?
He's got Trump speak. Like his, that does seem like Trump making something up. Old, old Soviet guitar. It's been fully restored, folks.
It's going to be in Vladimir's museum forever.
Forever.
Forever, folks. I like how he just really, also he's kind of has like this like Gene Autry kind of thing where I can picture him like strumming it and he's like, maybe many of you don't recognize this.
Yeah.
But this is an old, old Soviet guitar. He does not have that kind of charisma. So
I'm pretty sure. Energy of a guy with a guitar at a party where no one else has a guitar. And just,
And he's sweating out his painted hairline.
Oh man. What a direction.
Have you seen, there's like a whole YouTube channel dedicated to analyzing the latter day works of Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
And they're hilarious because like just someone casually pointing out how terribly like inconsistent or like the continuity issues or just his like the lack of anything that's based in reality in it. Really like it's a delight. Like even from the way he'll like hold a gun, like he's finding new ways to do that incorrectly.
Right.
Just pure Seagal confidence he's got.
Yeah. He's truly a genius. One of our greats.
Yes. Brian called out. He said he's seated in the entire movie of Sniper Ops. He's seated.
Just sitting. I mean, that was happening towards the end of like even his American films. Like he just would find a way to like do a chase scene where he didn't actually move, like somehow. Like,
oh yeah, they have even like he has bad doubles doing like his running for him now.
Yeah,
but
half past
they,
dead, it's officially embarrassing and impossible to miss that he like can't fully like get his heart rate above 60 or threatens just ceasing to exist.
He's reverse crank, Jason Statham.
He's reverse crank. Got a reverse crank situation.
Got to keep it real. Got to keep the heart rate low.
What if we had a reverse crank? Him pitching ideas on set. Oh man, the stories of just anybody who's ever worked with him are actually horrifying. But
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Of course, he's also even like sullied. He was kind of popular in Japan, you know, because he's actually like kind of legit at Aikido and like spoke Japanese, and people were like really into him. And then like I think. Once things just started wobbling, his stock started to fall, and he no longer did those very lazy Aikido demonstrations where like people would run at him full speed, and he's kind of like wave his hands, and they'd be like, "Oh,
the Russian ones are great." Yeah.
Oh yeah, Sistema. That's what that's called. Those Sistema videos. That guy is fucking... I knew somebody who was doing it. He was like really into martial arts. He's like, it's really cool. But he was never quite like saying that it was like the shit that you saw in those videos. More just like a very aggressive way of beating people up.
Yeah. He just has a Russian guy after Russian guy falling at, like running at him and like falling as he waves his hand at him. And
yeah, like they'll go to punch him and he'll like kind of tap their knuckles and they're like their arm will blow off.
But he also like is, you can see that he's like communicating something to them. Like there's a pre-existing thing where he's like, all right, I'm going to push this way. So you're falling this way. Okay, there you go.
Okay, there you go. And here's that. All right. And that guy is barely sweating.
Yes. And finally, a scientist says he solved the Bermuda Triangle and just says that it's like probabilities are the leading cause of the Bermuda Triangle disappearance. And basically, it's suspect weather, iffy plane and boat piloting. There's no reason to believe the Bermuda Triangle phenomenon like is anything other than that's just a place where a lot of planes and boats are traveling.
Right.
Essentially, seems like is what he's saying.
It's like a combination of a tricky area, and if you don't have your shit together, you will get got. So
yeah,
it's a high probability of getting got.
Yeah,
well, I don't like that. I like to think that boring. It's a magical fucking place. I don't need your fucking realistic explanation. I want to know that like there's a hole in the sea.
Yeah,
that will just swallow you, or a monster, or some shit.
And Yahoo News. Doing their job well, that is the image that they have chosen to accompany this. A scientist says he solved the Bermuda Triangle, just like that.
I thought you wrote that. Shit we would say. Yeah, just like that.
Just like that, huh? Huh? Well, you think you're a tough guy? You think you're a real tough guy, huh? Carl? Okay, Nikki?
You solved Nikki? The Bermuda Triangle just like that, huh? Let me show you something really quick.
Shh.
Go to sleep.
But like the image they use to accompany it is a plane getting struck by lightning as it falls into a hole in the sea. And then
it's so horribly photoshopped. I love it. It's
next level.
They took like Niagara Falls, like the edge of like a waterfall.
Yeah.
And then Niagara Falls crudely mapped over like an ocean. So you get that feeling of a sinkhole or hole in the ocean. And then
you just read that
headline
and look at the thing and be like, oh shit, there's a lightning Niagara Falls vortex in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle and a scientist has figured that out?
It's actually just bad weather. Bad weather and operator error.
But the picture.
I know, we know. It's Yahoo. and this website is made for elderly people who like this kind of stuff. So,
hey, the website's called Yahoo, you know? What are you going to do? What are you
exactly?
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending.
Yes.
On this Wednesday, I'm going to go back to sleep. You're going to go take a bite out of the Big Apple. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm going to go. The weather's really nice. It's nicer than LA right now.
Amazing. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon for trending. So we'll talk to y'all tomorrow's trending episode. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Get the vaccine. Get your flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.